Hey, what's up, everyone? Greetings from the Nerd Cartel. I'm Jem.
And I'm Peter. What are we talking about?
Doing? Yeah, what are you doing?
What the fuck is this?
So, I mean, we should be pretty goddamn stoked about what we're talking about because.
Yeah.
What's that? Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Oh, damn. We switched it up.
We got a shot from the hip here. A little bit of everything, but a lot of fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty excited with everything that's going on. I mean, Jim's been hinting at it over and over on the last one, where you guys are probably thinking, just like, just let us know what is going on in Jim's life, where he's a government official or something. No, like, is he in the CSI?
No.
Are you in the CIS?
Negative.
Any formation of C's and S's and I's?
None of that. I mean, I should have kept this one more professional, considering what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not you were fine. You were great.
But you guys were great.
But me and my profanity.
Yeah.
I need to be professional right now because yes. I am in the process of a new, starting a new venture. Next chapter in my life. We're really, really excited about it. I'm going to be opening a premier boutique pest control company here in Menifee, California. So
yeah.
I'm going to be servicing Inland Empire, Gamel Pest Solutions coming soon.
Yep.
I can't solicit anything yet because package I got from the state of California that came the other day that was confused for, the packaging of our beloved Star Wars.
Yeah.
Badges.
Almost in the trash. Yeah.
Was from the Structural Pest Control Board. I'm in the process of getting registered and everything. So I would say by July 1st, you're going to see Gamel Pest Solution trucks on the road.
Yeah, dong.
Spectacular service. I got a friggin' dope phone number.
Mm.
It's live now, but if you call, I'm not ready to do business yet. But
he won't answer.
Yeah. Well, it'll forward to my cell phone, and I'll be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, if you want to just talk.
Yeah. But I won't say the full phone number. It'll be like the 8675. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I got a vanity phone number, they call it, which is, they say toll free, but come on, who doesn't have unlimited minutes?
Who doesn't have that?
Get out of here.
A pay phone?
But if you don't have unlimited minutes, we would not discriminate against you at Gamel Pest Solutions. We would still, it's toll free.
Yeah.
I got you.
Toll free.
I got you.
Yeah, he's got you.
So, but yeah, it's toll-free number and no pests is in it.
And
the fact that it was available, I was like, damn, snag. I mean, I had to use like some weird combination of numbers, like where it's pretty much you just take the palm of your hand and you just mash it on your keypad and then you type in no pests and it just goes.
And it works. Yeah.
Yeah. It goes to me. So, really excited about that. More to come. I'm going to probably use this to spread the word about when we're live, link to my Instagram page, which spoiler alert will be Gamel Pest Solutions.
Yep.
But again, have to be careful, want to be compliant, make sure that we're not soliciting before we're fully registered, but really excited. Hope you guys, anyone local that needs pest anything, I'm your dude.
Yep. It's going to be fucking great. I'm super excited. I mean, it's been something you've always wanted to do. You wanted to move on. It was definitely hard to take that step. I know with like your job that you had and all that stuff, it took a lot of bravery to go forth, and it's happening, man. Like, you didn't stop. You didn't like quit and then end up getting a different job going somewhere. Like, kept that dream alive, and like, dude, it's happening. It's fucking awesome.
Thanks, man. I mean, and I just want to say how thankful I am to have people like you, John Layton, my friend. I'm highly doubtful that he listens to the podcast, but my friend Walter is also a small business owner.
Yeah.
Your mom, Chef Rosie. I have a lot of people. Of course, my dad. I'm hoping I don't leave anyone out, but I'm just thinking, the people that I've talked to recently that have been really, really excited and really. Encouraging about like, hey, follow your dreams, do this. Like, it's really not that complicated. No matter what industry or trade you're in, if you're a good person and you want to do good things for people,
Yeah.
You want to take care of people. You want to provide them good solutions to a problem that they're having.
Yeah.
It's going to work out. Your karma points are you know, 10 out of 10. And, you know, just everyone that I've had in my life that helped me, you know, get the confidence to make that leap.
Yeah.
Thank you. And, yeah, I'm just really excited to see what comes. And if you, anyone out there is in a similar position to where I was, I don't share a lot of, you know, my professional life or, you know, work life on the podcast, but, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about any, you know, about where I was either. You know, there's a lot of good people, they're doing a lot of good things, but if you have, if your work life balance is out of whack and you have the ability to make a move to take back that balance and spend the time that you were not spending with your family, just do it. You know, it's going to pay off. And yeah, I'm going to document my journey. So hopefully I'll be able to, if I could help someone else do it, that's my goal too, is I want to help other people. you too could be a pest control professional and go from a job that makes a lot of money to a job that makes nothing. Because on paper, that's what I'm at. That's where I'm at.
That's where you're at right now. That's
where I'm at right now, where I was making really good money, and now it's like Jamie, my youngest, for those that don't know, she was like, oh, so you're quitting your job? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, what other job? Like, what's your new job? I'm like, I don't have one. She's like, oh, that's cool. Well, like, how are we going to get money? She's like, well, I guess I don't need to play soccer anymore. And I'm like, whoa Turbo. Like, I'm like, you're good. Wait, how much is your soccer? Just no, you know, bind your feet because we can't afford cleats.
Yeah, right.
But
I'm out of time. But yeah, that's so crazy. Jamie blows my mind every single time. Just so, like, such an adult thing to say. Well, all right, we got to make cuts and sacrifices somehow. Let's see. All right, no soccer for Jamie. Yeah, no.
I'm like, I know some corners of the world, they frown on child labor. Yeah. But try on this backpack sprayer. Just see if it fits. Do you like the color? You want it to be pink? I don't know.
Whatever you want. You know?
You want to go to work with me, champ? I'll homeschool you.
Oh my god. Jim's best services does not
condone child labor or not supporting the public education system.
Exactly. Oh man, that's fucking awesome. But more power to you, man. Yeah, I honestly think you're gonna do great to this. I'm super stoked.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
So if Peter, I know this is kind of awkward, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you were to ever need pest control at your house, I mean, like, I could even pre-sign you up.
What? Oh, I think we might.
Just let me know.
Are you on roaches?
How big a roach we talking here?
Human size. Human size roach.
We'll talk off the air.
Awesome. Speaking of the roach, super happy about the roach too. She just got told by her work that they brought her into office, and when she started that, I was like, oh shit, are we in trouble? Like, what happened?
Yeah, are we gonna be like Jim? Can we not afford to send our kids to soccer?
Am I gonna have to not go to soccer? And they are giving her the hours that she requested, so she's gonna start daytime instead of super late nighttime.
What?
Yeah. So,
dude, this is good news for the whole nerd cartel here.
Oh, it's fucking amazing. Like, she's gonna have like a regular starts at 8, gets home at 6:30, and I get home like 8 to 10, you know, depending on if I'm closing the restaurant or not. So, like, I literally get to see her every day again.
Dude, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. Besides, like, a small high in the morning and everything, and then I have to wait until 1 o'clock. For her to get home and then stay up, but I'm always like half asleep, and then I just go to bed.
Well, I mean, working the shift that she does, dude.
Oh yeah,
it's so difficult,
taxing, it's for sure.
For how long she's done it too. Yeah. Props to
she ain't no quitter.
No. Well, congrats, Roach.
Yeah, congrats, Roach. Besides that, I've been doing stand-up comedy again, and that's been really cool.
Yeah.
We have a chance to do an event on August 5th, which is a Friday, at Solaris Beer and Blending over in Marietta. And what's that considered, the industrial area?
It's an industrial area. It's near inland. For those of you familiar with the area, it's near Inland Wharf.
Yeah, right off the French Valley exit.
Yeah, I believe it's on Cherry Street, right there by the riverbed. And great place, great beer, great people.
And great blending. Fucking cool-ass people.
But yeah, go on.
Yeah, so, I did a couple of mics with them, and then I asked them. I want to throw them like my birthday party because my birthday is on August 8th and I have friends and family visiting.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you know, can I throw a show here? I was like, why not? They have a stage. Like, I want to do my stand up. I can film my set in its entirety and then use that for my submission reel and everything and kind of put that out. But I would have something solid filmed. And I think it would definitely help me in my career as far as a stand-up comedian and moving forward. At the same time, we could throw an event and kind of see what that's like.
Absolutely. I mean, Nerd Cartel, and by Nerd Cartel, I mean me and Peter.
Yep.
We've been talking about this for a minute, you know, about how, you know, we have a lot of connections in the area.
Yeah, I guess area entertainment. Yeah, business, you know,
and we'd really, you know, we've been saying like, wait, we could throw, I mean, whether it's a con or a concert or an event, it's going to be a great time to get good people together, just rock out, have fun, see good good comedy and good music.
Yeah, good music.
We got some musical acts.
Yeah, I've been pretty excited. We haven't locked a lot of people in just quite yet. But we want the beginning to be obviously some comedy. I'm going to ask a couple of friends who I've met recently to do some acts, and then I'll do an act. And after that, I want it to be like an after party where we're having good music and good timing. And again, it's going to be like my birthday, so I want to have fun after that. And that's why I definitely want to start off with comedy, because before I go on stage, I'm just fucking freaking out the whole time. I just want to sit in the green room and I don't want to talk to anybody.
Palm spaghetti, mom spaghetti. We know, Peter, we know.
Yeah, you know, because that, you know, that's how we are. Mom spaghetti.
He's going to be in his hoodie in the bathroom. The event is scheduled right as of right now, it's going to be 7 to 11, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. August 5th, Friday. So if you see Peter around 6:30 p.m. in the bathroom in a hoodie, like just like sweat,
jogging in place,
slightly sweating, blue lips, you know, jogging in place, just leave him,
just leave him me
alone.
Be,
leave him alone. If just move along,
just move along, and like the only one that I definitely have fully locked in is our good old Eric Kravitz, EC, which is awesome. I called him up today and told him like, hey, the big news, like I got the space, I'm gonna do, like, we're gonna do a show, I want you to do it, I want you to come out of retirement and do a small set. And he was super excited about it, and he's like man, like, I want to say no, but that's why I want to say yes. Like, he's like, yeah, like, I want to go back and do all that. It's been a long time. It's going to be great. Thanks for thinking of me. But he was at...
Very cool.
Yeah, he was at the... I brought him to the show, to a birthday party back in 2011. He did a show with me. And it was going to be the first time I ever heard him on stage. I've heard of his CD and everything, but never seen him live. And he agreed to do this friend's birthday party with me. And I missed this whole set because I was playing beer pong. It was the first time I met Tiff.
I know that story.
So, yeah, I missed his whole set and then never got to see him again. Never got to see him live. So this is the first time I actually get to see him actually live. And another, what I'm thinking is going to be a big shift in my life again for what I'm planning and everything. So
very cool.
Very, a lot of plans ahead.
So, we hope to see you guys there. We're going to be promoting the shit out of it. In fact, I would say we're going to cross that line and shamelessly plug every chance we get.
Every chance, yeah.
So, I mean, you guys will know, like, before, It's going to be like one of those like popular rock songs where the band just stops singing.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, August 5th at Solaris Beer and Blending, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Be there if your ears want to be loved.
Yeah. Find us everywhere, especially at Solaris and Instagram.
So, fucking stoked, dude.
Yeah.
Good job securing that. I mean, it's such a good, it's a good venue, good people. Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm super stoked. They have a taco truck.
Oh, they're going to have the taco truck on that night? They're going to have a taco truck, yeah. Fuck,
yes. It's going to be good.
Is it the birria taco?
They have birria taco, yeah. So good. Yeah, I've had their shrimp taco. I didn't try the birria taco.
Oh, it's good. They have one that is kind of a... They had birria ramen.
Oh, what?
And they take, like, the ramen, like, the styrofoam ramen bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They rip the lid and then they just pour the sauce in there and put fucking taco meat on top of it.
Oof.
And like, I was kind of pissed when I saw it. I was like, what the fuck? You gave me some like fucking 99 cent or $1.99 ramen
you know,
bullshit. And then I had it with, you know, the boiling sauce, cooked the ramen and the taco. Dude, it was so good.
That's fucking badass. Well, I'm excited for that. You know what else I'm excited for? Found out about a little ditty
perhaps called Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey.
Yeah, Blood and Honey. Thank God for public domain, because they could do this.
I would be searching public domain now, so yeah. If you're like, it's like Alice in Wonderland, the
yeah, but blood and mushrooms,
yeah, the queen of cut out your hearts. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
But no, like, I'm stoked for this. And the fact that Peter came over right after work today.
Yeah.
Where he took care of his dogs and he came over. And I'm like, bro, I saw something. And like, I think that's all I said. I'm like, I saw something. And he's like, Winnie the Pooh? And I'm like, yes! How the fuck did you know? This is why we're partners.
Yep, same shoe size, same short size, same shirt.
Yep, it's, we are, and apparently,
we are one
with Winnie the Pooh. Blood and Honey.
Yeah, Blood and Honey. Haven't looked too, so far I've just seen photos, I haven't looked too far into it, but they look creepy as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a slasher film. They're going to be murdering. I have no idea what the plot is. I don't even know if I want to look up what the plot is.
I don't
want
to know.
Just let it be a fucking full surprise, because Winnie the Pooh and Piglet running around just killing people, but Piglet's like this gigantic, monstrous, scaring-looking fucking thing. Mm. Yeah, like a boar's head.
With like a real pig head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really want to know. And the fact that they can call it a reimagining...
Yeah.
A classic story.
Yeah.
So, what the fuck did the 1,000 acre woods?
I don't remember. You know, 1,000 sounds cool.
But yeah, from the whatever, the ... acre woods.
Yeah.
Comes these fucking monstrous abominations.
Oh my God. And are they going to be chasing Christopher Robin?
Is Christopher Robin the chick with giant tits in the hot tub in the still photo?
In the still? I don't know.
I'd be cool with it.
Christina Robbins.
Christina. It's like, you came into our woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can
That's
go,
pretty
we,
good. We can, yeah. Yeah, and then just pick like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Why didn't we make this movie?
Because we didn't know it was public domain. It fell through our fucking fingertips.
I'm going to be looking at everything public domain at this
point. As Colin would always say, they just wanted it more.
They did. And that's... Is that the ghetto bird, you think?
Yeah.
Can you hear that helicopter? Yep. Or is it just me on...
No, yeah. There's definitely a helicopter, yeah.
So, yeah, no. Definitely looking forward to that one.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure that's the only good film that's even on our radar right now.
Yeah.
Would you say that's true?
Yeah, well, there's a film that's been out for about a week now that you have to jump on.
What?
Yeah, Rescue Rangers. You talked about it before, and it is absolutely amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's Andy Samberg plays Chip, and it's definitely John Mulaney. Both those characters fucking nail it. It's fucking awesome. They do a lot of callbacks on a million references of 80s cartoons and 90s cartoons. Everywhere in the background, you're going to see something.
So not just like Disney or...
No, like...
Really?
Fox and just everything.
So it's everything. Got like that... It's
Paramount.
Totally on that nostalgic level then. Yeah. Just to take you back to the cartoons we would watch before, during, and after... Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, you even have like adult cartoon people too. Just it's all over the place. It's everywhere. Like in the background, I'm pretty sure I saw a South Park character.
Really?
Yeah.
So I know we're keeping this spoiler free. Mm-hmm. One for me because I was throwing a fucking tantrum.
Yeah,
a tantrum.
I was like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna talk about it.
I'm like, no.
Yeah, no. And I'm like, don't worry. I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just
like,
gonna say.
I'm like, you better just
how
say
fucking watch lame it. You are for not seeing it yet.
So, which is true. He's not wrong. But so there are. I know they're out of the cartoon world. So mm-hmm. Is this a world where other cartoon characters live outside of the cartoon
world? Yes, correct. Okay. It's like a Roger Rabbit situation where humans and cartoons, they just always lived with each other.
Got it.
That was always a thing. Yeah. And it's like everybody's an actor. So they get a job for Rescue Rangers. That was their show, like type of deal. So everybody's been actors throughout the whole time and there's everything. Everybody's intermingling throughout the whole way, and they play it off so perfect. It's awesome.
Oh, this is... I'm stoked. Yeah. I was planning to watch it today, but because of scheduling difficulties.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because I'm not currently employed.
You ain't got no job.
I got no job. But, apparently between the four of the people that live in my house, our schedules did not match. No. But we'll watch it this weekend, and we'll be casting on this hopefully on Sunday, but it will be released next week.
Yeah.
So this is our official call to action for all of you,
mm-hmm.
that we will be doing a full spoiler-filled episode on Rescue Rangers next week.
I feel like this is going to be like a 40-minute episode on its own with just how much is in it.
Oh, dude, I could say that on like pretty much the trailer. I think we did like 15, 20 minutes. So, it's going to be a full-length, awesome episode.
Yeah.
We got to get the Roach on it.
Absolutely.
This is your call to action to also watch it so you can listen to this episode. It's streaming... I always say streaming free on Disney Plus, but you fucking pay for it unless your cell phone company gives it to you.
But
it's streaming on.
Mm-hmm.
It's
no. It's free. It's free. But you have to buy Disney Plus.
I'm like, wait, what?
You have to buy it. If you don't have it, buy Disney Plus.
I'm like, never mind. I'm not watching it.
Absolutely not. No. It would be worth it though.
I'm like, I can't even send my kid to soccer.
Jamie's just looking up at you like, I can't do soccer, but we could buy this $30.
Yeah, it's like, would you like to purchase now? And she just gives me that slow, like,
yeah,
that kid stare that only kids would give. Like, if she could like say it without consequence, she'd be like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, what was that?
Yeah,
tell me what that was.
Which I think it's super weird that like, this is free. They tried it a couple times where they paid, and I think people just didn't like it. Where like this movie would have done well in theaters.
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm disappointed because I love content, and I think they do need to throw a bone every now and then, especially on Disney Plus, because their I don't want to say their content is limited, but that it's not unlimited source like Netflix, where they're like, oh, we pull from this studio.
Yeah.
They, like, their umbrella is big, but it's not as big as every other studio combined.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's a wise move for them to keep that fresh content coming in now that they would do it, like, 2 weeks before. Kenobi!
They're coming over! Which is tonight.
Tonight at
midnight. To let you know when we filmed this.
Yeah,
recorded this.
It's Thursday, May 26th.
Right.
In the year of our Lord, 2022.
In the year of 20. After Lord.
So, but yeah, so Kenobi's coming out tonight.
Yeah.
Fucking stoked about that. I'm just going to be, you know what? I'm going to have Disney Plus on. for like probably like 12 hours straight.
Yeah.
I have to. Like, yeah, I have to watch Rescue Rangers. I have to do that. Probably gonna watch, I'm gonna try maybe watch the Bad Batch.
Yeah, I gotta watch the Bad Batch because I heard that's good, as well as Rebels. I still haven't seen Rebels yet.
Dude, Rebels is good because Thrawn's in it.
Yeah, that's why I have to see it. And now,
and Darth, yeah, Maul.
Darth Maul, yeah, so gotta do it.
So, all right, well, fuck.
Well, there, thank there you guys. Guys. Yeah, that's what you guys get. So while you're there, why don't you just click on that fucking purple icon and give us 5 stars, 10 stars, 1,000,000 stars.
All the stars.
Give us all the stars. And then comment what you think about Jim. That's all I want. Just all the comments. Nothing but Jim. Just praising Jim.
Please do. My favorite comment ever was, he has the voice of a dying man.
Yeah. And I was like, God, that's awesome. Somebody who is about to see God.
Mm-hmm.
That's how amazing you are.
Or maybe I just saw him like with one eye, where I'm like, it was like that moment.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Seeing the light. And thank you to everybody who has look for us on Spotify, iTunes, or
wherever your ears go for love. We're there to love them.
And thank you. And bye
later.